Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早上好。
If this is a concert, then we have a lot of very expensive seats left open.
如果这是一个演唱会的话，那我们现在有很多昂贵的座位还空着。
And these are $200 seats.
那这些就是$200一个的。
And many of you are sitting on those $50 seats way back there.
但是很多人还坐在后面$50一个的座位上。
If you want to upgrade,
如果你现在想要升级座位的话，
I'll give you some opportunities.
我现在给你一些机会。
You know, you're sitting on the airplane, the most joyful thing you hear is you got to upgrade.
那如果你坐飞机的话，最开心的一件事就是你能够升级你的座位。
I give you a few seconds, you want to be upgraded.
那现在给大家几秒钟的时间，如果你想要升级座位的话。
No, there are plenty of seats over there.
这边有很多的空座位。
And there are five or six, seven seats here.
那前边也有五六七个座位。
And I welcome people sitting way back there to come over.
那欢迎坐在最后边的能够来到前边。
Come on.
请大家到前边来。
Come to the front.
请到前边的座位上来。
Because you will not be distracted.
因为这样的话你就不会被搅扰。
Yeah. This is the prime seat right here.
前边这些都是很高级的座位。
Really, there's an opportunity to really come closer. And I think there are still many sitting way behind there.
那现在还有很多机会，前面还有一些空座位，所以请坐在后边的尽量能够往前面来。
Maybe you never sit this close before.
也许你以前从来没有坐得这么近过。
But there is a difference.
但这里是有不同的。
There really is a difference.
实在是有一个不同。
So I encourage the brothers and sisters sitting like last three rows to reconsider.
所以我鼓励坐在最后三排的弟兄姐妹，请你们能够再一次来思考。
There is opportunity to sit front.
现在有这样一个机会能够让你坐到前边来。
Why sit that far?
为什么要坐在这么后边呢？
Right, the usher brothers.Encourage them to sit to move.
那请招待的弟兄鼓励这些弟兄姐妹能够坐到前边来。
Let's fill those expensive seats.
让我们能够来充满这些很贵的座位。
And also, let's have this habit when we come to the meeting place. Let's come closer. Let's sit in the front.
那也让我们能够养成这样的习惯。当我们来到聚会的时候，我们能够坐得更近，也坐到前边来。
Very good. We still have three or four seats here.
还有三四个座位空着。
I will be persistent this morning.
今天早上我愿意在这一点上坚持。
All right, we encourage those brothers to come from. I never see the brother that close before.
我从来没像现在这样这么近的看过这位弟兄。
It's such an encouragement to me.
对我来说，这是何等的一个鼓励。
But when you sit in the front, you cannot knock yourself off.
当你坐在前面的时候，你就不容易被打开，被搅扰。
All right, the burden in my heart this morning is this matter of beholding His servant.
今天早上在我心中的负担就是来要看他的仆人。
I want to continue this burden from the book of Isaiah to see God's servant.
我愿意来继续我心中这样的负担，就是在以赛亚书当中来看他的仆人。
And to learn from God's servants.
也从他的仆人上来学习。
We want to read a few portions of scripture. First one is Isaiah chapter 52.
那所以早上我们愿意来读几处的圣经，第一处在以赛亚书五十二章。
Want to read verse 13 and 14.
我们愿意来读十三和十四节。
Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13 and 14.
以赛亚书五十二章第十三和第十四节。
Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. Just as many were astonished at you, my people, for his appearance was marked more than any man, and his form.More than the sons of men.
我的仆人行事必有智慧， 必被高举上升，且成为至高。许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
And we turn back to chapter 50.
那我们要翻回到第五十章。
I want to read from verse 4 to verse 6.
我们要读第四到第六节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliations and spitting.
以赛亚书五十章第四到第六节，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。人打我的背，我任他打；人拔我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我涂我，我并不掩面。
Verse 10,
第十节,
and verse 11,
和十一节,
Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in the darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have set ablaze. This you will have from my hands. You will lie down in torment.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华、听从他仆人之话的？这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中。这是我手所定的。你们必躺在悲惨之中。
Father, we do thank you this morning that you gather us again before your table.
父，我们感谢你早上你又一次在您的桌前来招聚我们。
It is such an encouraging time.
这是何等一个鼓励的时间。
And significant moment.
也是何等重要的一个时刻。
For us to lift up your name.
让我们能够来高举你的名。
We pray for this hour.
我们为着这个时刻祷告。
We will be able to see your servant.
让我们能够来看见您的仆人。
By beholding your servant, you can transform us into the image of your servant.
借着注目您的仆人，你也能够让我们能够来渐渐变成您仆人的形象。
We confess our weakness in speaking and in translation and in hearing.
我们承认我们的软弱，在说、在翻译、在听的上面。
Therefore, we pray and ask for your mercies.
因此，我们祷告也求您的怜悯。
And we ask for that special anointing for all of us.
我们也求您把那特别的恩膏膏在我们身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
You know, in chapter 52, Isaiah began a new section in this book.
那在第五十二章，以赛亚在这里开始了一个新的部分。
And he starts this section by calling out, "Behold, his servants."
那他开始这个章节就是要来呼召人们看哪他的仆人。
And in the two verses we read, Isaiah show us the two aspects of his servants.
在我们刚刚读过的这两节圣经里面，以赛亚就启示了关于这个仆人的两方面。
In verse 13.He said, Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted.
在十三节当中他说，我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。
Then this is in Isaiah's heart, and he desired for us to have the same visions.
这个事情在以赛亚的心中，他也愿意我们与他有同样的意象。
To see that his servant prospers，
能够看到他的仆人行事有智慧。
And can see that he is high and lifted up and greatly exalted，
并看到他被高举上升且成为至高。
Brother and sister, I do not know what is the first thing comes to your mind every morning。
弟兄姐妹，我不知道每天早晨第一件事情进入到你心里的是什么。
As you wake up in the morning, what comes to your mind first?
当你早上起来的时候，什么事情第一件进入到你的心里呢？
No, it would be so great if the first thing that comes to our mind is that he is high and lifted up and greatly exalted.
若第一件进入到我们心里的事就是神被高举上升且成为至高，这是何等的伟大，何等的美妙。
If we can see this every morning, that will change our days.
如果我们每一天早晨都能够看到这一点的话，它能改变我们整一天。
We can see that his servant prospers.
我们就能够看到他的仆人行事有智慧。
Because the Lord has bestowed upon him the Spirit of God.
因为神的灵必住在他身上。
The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
耶和华的灵就是那智慧和聪明的灵。
The Spirit of counsel and strength.
谋略和能力的灵。
And the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
With the Spirit of God, His servant prospers.
因着这个灵，他的仆人行事有智慧。
As we awake in the morning,
当我们早上起来的时候，
we need to know where the wisdom resides.
我们应该知道智慧住在何处。
Where can we find wisdom?
我们在何处寻得智慧？
We find wisdom in His servant.
我们在他的仆人的上面寻得智慧。
We need to see the Lord who is highly exalted.
我们要看到主被高举上升。
I think it's very important. There is a moment in our day that is important is when you awake.
我想我们一天当中刚醒来的时候，醒来的时候是最重要的。
And that would define entire day.
这能够来定义我们一天的生活。
Therefore we need to consider, we need to examine our day.What is the first thought that comes into our mind?
所以我们要来省察自己，我们每一天第一个进入我们心中的意念是什么？
I don't know if there are any brother or sister that first thing in the morning, then you check your cell phones.
我不知道有没有弟兄姐妹，你早上第一件事情就是先来看你的手机。
If that is the first action of your day,
如果这是你每天早晨的第一个动作的话，
Then the cell phone is lifted up and greatly exalted.
那你的手机就被高举上升且成为至高。
So whatever comes to our mind in the early morning is exalted in our life.
所以那一件在早晨先进入我们心里的就是那一个被高举上升的事情。
If youWakes up in the morning, you think about your work.
如果早上起来，你就在这里想你的工作。
Then your work is highly exalted.
那你的工作就被高举上升。
You wake up in the morning, you think about your children.
如果早上起来，你就想到你的孩子。
Your children is highly exalted.
你的孩子就被高举上升。
If we want to have a victorious day,
如果我们想要过一天得胜的生活的话。
And his servant must be highly exalted.
他的仆人就一定要被高举上升。
But how do we do that?
但我们如何来做呢？
If we understand that his servant must be highly exalted.
如果我们知道他的仆人必要被高举上升。
But how do we come into that?
但我们如何进入到这个实际呢？
We need to remember Psalm 150, the final verse.
我们要记得在诗篇一百零五篇的最后一节。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
So every day when we wake up in the morning,
所以每一天当我们早上起来的时候
we need to thank the Lord, I still have breath.
我们应该感谢神，因为我们还有气息。
You know, it's not automatically that we will wake up in the morning.
你知道早上我们起来不是一件自然的事情。
How do you know you can wake up in the morning?
你如何知道早上你还能再起来呢？
There are some that could not wake up in the morning.
有一些人早上是不能够再起来了的。
Today, we wake up because we still have breath.
今天我们早上能够起来，因为我们还有气息。
And we need to be reminded that everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
那我们就要被提醒，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Brother and sister, remind yourself.
弟兄姐妹，提醒自己。
As long as we have breath, we should praise the Lord.
当我们还有气息时，我们就要赞美耶和华。
When I see the sun in the morning,
当早上我看到太阳的时候
I thank God for his faithfulness.
我为此感谢神的信实。
He never fail.
因为他从不落下。
Whether I am strong or I am weak.
无论我是刚强还是软弱。
Whether I obey him or disobey him.
无论我向着他是顺服还是悖逆。
And the sun is still coming up.
太阳总会升起。
It's God's faithfulness.
这是神的信实。
We're reminded that steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
我们就被提醒耶和华的慈爱永不失败。
And his mercy never comes to an end.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
They are new every morning.
每早晨这都是新的。
That should be our thought every morning.
这应该是我们每一天早晨的意念。
We need to praise the Lord every single day.
每一天我们都应该来赞美耶和华。
And Psalmist encourages us to praise God 7 times a day.
那诗人也鼓励我们一天七次要来赞美他。
I don't know how many times we praise the Lord.
我不知道一天当中我们有多少次来赞美主。
But I praise God every time I went to washroom.
但每当我去卫生间的时候，我都要来赞美主。
我 Why do I do that?
为什么我这么做呢？
I began to do that for many years now.
那我这么做已经有好多年了。
Because I thank God that I don't need dialysis.
因为我感谢神，我不需要去做肾透析。
Have you ever thanked the Lord for not?Need to do dialysis.
你有没有为着不需要去做透析而感谢过神？
Do you know how difficult if you a kidney cannot function and you need dialysis?
你知道若你的肾不能够工作，你需要透析这件事情是多么的痛苦吗？
You need to go to hospital 3 times every week.
一天一个星期当中，你至少3次要去医院。
You have to get to the hospital.
你要到医院那里。
You need to stay there for a few hours.
你要在那里待几个小时。
Then you have to come back home.
然后你才能回家。
You need to do this 3 times every week.
每一周你都要这么做3次。
Shouldn't we be thankful that God keep our kidney healthy today?
难道我们不该为着神今天让我们的肾是健康的而感谢他吗？
So we don't have.To have dialysis.
所以我们不需要去做透析。
So I thank the Lord every day. I thank the Lord every time I go to washroom.
所以每一天每一次我去卫生间的时候，我都为此而感谢神。
I thank the Lord for giving me a healthy kidney.
我感谢神给我一个健康的肾。
Brother, sister, we should praise God in the morning and exalt his name on high.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该在早晨来赞美耶和华，并高举他的名。
But then Isaiah changed his tune quite dramatically.
但后边的话，以赛亚就改变了他的语调，非常的大。
And in verse 14,
在14节
，Just as many were astonished at you, my people, so his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
Now in verse 13, we saw a highly exalted servant.
在十三节我们看到一个被高举的仆人。
But in verse 14, we saw that servant has an appearance that was marred.
但在十四节我们却看到这个仆人他的面貌比别人憔悴。
More than any man.
比一切的人都憔悴。
And his form more than many the sons of men.
并且他的形容比世人枯槁。
Remember when Jesus came into the synagogue in his hometown?
那你记得当耶稣进入到他家乡那边的会堂的时候
，and began to teach them，
在那里来指教他们
，and they were astonished，
他们在那里惊奇
，where did this man get his wisdom and this miraculous powers？
这人是从何处得的智慧和这大能
？Our Lord Jesus。Has no stately form or majesty.
我们这主被别人以为是这个行法术的。
No. 他没有加行美容。
他没有加行美容。
We should look upon him nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Therefore, people at the time call him the prophet Nazareth in Galilee.
所以那时的人称他是加利利的拿撒勒来的耶稣。
They were astonished the way he spoke.
他们为他所说的话感到惊奇。
They marvel at his powers.
他们也为着他的大能在那里来惊奇。
But he came from a place called Nazareth in Galilee.
他是从加利利的加利利的拿撒勒来的。
You know, today maybe we don't have any understanding what that meant.
也许今天我们不知道这意味着什么。
Because Galilee was not a famous place at the time.
因为那时加利利不是一个有名的地方。
The Pharisees looked down on this place called Galilee.
法利赛人们他们轻看这个加利利的地方。
Because they said there was no prophet in history that came from Galilee.
因为他们说你且去查考看加利利在历史上有没有出过先知。
If in history you cannot find a single prophet came from Galilee, then how can this Jesus was a prophet?
那如果在历史上从没有一个先知从加利利出来的话，这个耶稣怎么会是先知呢？
And Nazareth is a very lowly town in the province of Galilee.
拿撒勒不过是加利利省的一个很小的城市。
Galilee is a lowly province in Palestine.
那加利利在巴勒斯坦那里是一个很小，是一个很低的城。
And Nazareth is a lowly town in Galilee.
拿撒勒是加利利省的一个小的城市。
When Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
当腓力找到了拿单叶，对他说：“我们遇见了弥赛亚时。”
It was Jesus of Nazareth.
就是那拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?"
拿单叶就对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好人吗？”
Why did our Lord, our God, gave His servant such a lowly standing?
为什么我们的神给他的仆人这么低的出身呢
？I think Isaiah wanted to see a important principle in the kingdom of God.
我想以赛亚希望我们看到一个非常重要的在神的国当中的原则。
And this principle was mentioned by James.
那这个原则也被雅各提起过。
And James said, "Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you."
雅各说务要在主面前自卑主就必叫你们升高
And Job in the Old Testament expressed in a different way
那约伯在旧约的时候也用不同的方式来表达
He said God sets on high those who are lowly
神将卑微的安置在高处
And John the Baptist when he saw our Lord Jesus he said behold the Lamb of God
当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候他说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊
But when Apostle John saw the Lamb in the Revelations,
但当约翰他在启示录的时候看到这羔羊时
he saw the Lamb in the center of the throne.
他看到的是在宝座中的羔羊
This Lamb was set on high.
这羔羊是被高举的
And humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you.
若我们在主的面前降卑微的话，他就要来高，让我们升高。
So we can see this is the way of his servants.
所以我们看到这是他的仆人的道路。
And Apostle Paul and described this way very clearly in Philippians chapter 2.
那使徒保罗就在腓立比书第二章当中非常清晰地描述了这一条道路。
He said he emptied himself.
他说他反倒虚己。
Taking the form of a bond servant,
取了奴仆的形象,
and be made in the likeness of man,
成为人的样式,
being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
Apostle Paul described this way is a way of obedience.
那保罗形容这条道路就是这顺从的道路。
God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Therefore, we see God's servant, but also we see the way of his servant.
所以我们不仅看到神的仆人，并且看到这个仆人所走的道路。
And his servant.Walk the way of obedience.
他的仆人走的是顺从的道路。
As Isaiah told us to behold his servants.
所以当以赛亚来告诉我们看那他的仆人的时候，
He want us to see how the servant walk this way of obedience.
他也愿意我们能够来看他的仆人是如何走在这条顺从的道路上。
Matthew, Jesus said, a disciple is not above his teachers.Nor a slave above his masters.
在马太福音当中，主说学生不能高过先生，人仆人不能高过主人。
If our Lord Jesus walked on the way of obedience, we should walk on the way of obedience as well.
若我们的主走在这一条顺从的道路上，我们也应该走在这条顺从的道路上。
But how can we walk on the way of obedience?
但我们如何能够走在这条顺从的道路上呢？
How can we become obedient to God.
我们如何能够向着神是有顺从的心呢？
By being obedient is rather difficult.
要来顺从是非常不容易的。
Actually, the entire child raising is a matter of teaching obedience.
事实上整个来教养孩子的过程就是来教导他们如何来顺服。
And this is the focus of this morning.
这是我们早上所要注意的点。
How can you and I practically learn to obey the Lord.
你和我如何能够在实际当中来学习向着主顺服？
How can we become obedient to God?
我们如何能够向着神顺从？
And in chapter 50, Isaiah used a few verses to illustrate this in a practical way.
在第五十章，以赛亚就在实际当中用几句话来教导我们。
Therefore, we want to use Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 through verse 6.
所以我们愿意看以赛亚书第五十章四到六节。
I want to look at these three verses.
愿意借着这三节。
To learn how to become obedient in a practical manner.
能够学习如何在实际当中来顺从。
Verse 4.
第四节。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one,With a word.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。
Obedience begins at our tongue.
顺从是从我们的舌头开始。
And maybe you never thought of this way.
也许你从来没这样想过。
The obedience begins with our tongue.
顺从是从我们的舌头开始的。
If we never learn how to have the tongue of disciples, we will never become obedient.
若我们不能够学习有那受教者的舌头，我们永远学不会顺从。
The reason is that obedience is a matter of heart.
因为顺从是关乎心的。
And the closest organ that connects to our heart is our tongue.
那与我们心相连最紧密的那个器官就是我们的舌头。
Therefore, if you want to train your heart, you have to train your tongue.
所以若你要来操练你的心的话，你就要来操练你的舌头。
If our tongue was not trained, then our heart will never be trained.
若我们的舌头没有受过教训的话，我们的心也不会受到教训。
Now what happened in our daily life is that there is something burning in our heart.
那在我们生活当中所发生的就是有一些事情在我们心里好像火烧一样。
And that burning fire connects to our tongue.
那烧着的火就要来连接我们的舌头。
Therefore, we speak out that fire.
所以当我们说的时候，我们就把这火喷出来。
And that we experience all day long.
这火可能要烧一天。
If we want to have the tongue of the disciples,
若我们要有这受教者的舌头，
we have to break that connection.
我们要断开这个连接。
Brothers and sisters,This is very important.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的。
Our tongue cannot be connected so closely to the fire in our heart.
就是我们的舌头不能如此紧密的与我们那心中烧着的火连在一起。
You know, that defines our life.
这定义了我们平时的生活。
If every time there is a fire in your heart,
若每一次在你的心中有火烧时，
Then your tongue express that fire out.
若你的舌头就把这火喷出来，
Then your tongue is not the tongue of disciples.
那你的舌头就不是那受教者的舌头。
If our tongue is not the tongue of disciples, we will never learn the obedience.
若我们的舌头不是受教者的舌头，我们永远也学不会顺从。
So if we are serious aboutobedience, there is a starting point.
若我们向着顺从有一颗认真的心的话，是有一个开始的点的。
The starting point is at our tongue.
这开始的点就在，起点就在我们的舌头上。
If we are unable to guard our tongue, we are unable to learn obedience.
若我们不能够来谨守我们的口舌，我们就没有办法来学顺从。
You know, one time when Abraham went to Egypt,
有一次当亚伯拉罕去到埃及，
And, there was a fire in his heart.
那时在他的心中有一团火，
a fire of fear.
就是那恐惧的火。
He was very fearful that Egyptian will kill him because of his wife.
那他就害怕埃及人因为他的太太要来杀他。
Sarah was so beautiful.
因为莎拉是如此的美丽。
So everyone has this fire in his heart.
所以在亚伯拉罕的心中有这样一团火。
Therefore, Abraham told Egyptian a lie.
所以亚伯拉罕就向着埃及人说谎。
Then he said Sarah was his sister.
他说撒莱是他的妹妹。
This tongue was not the tongue of disciples.
这个舌头就不是受教者的舌头。
Brother and sister, this is so important because we will have the same mistake every day.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的重要，因为我们每一天都是这样的犯错。
Because we have a fire in our heart, and that fire is connected to our tongue.
因为我们的心中有一团火，这团火就连着我们的舌头。
Therefore, we have to disconnect that.
所以我们要断开这个连接。
But what does that mean?
但这意味着什么呢？
And Jesus gave us a great example.
耶稣就给我们一个非常好的例子。
He said, I did not speak on my own initiative.
他说我没有凭着自己讲。
But the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak.
唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
This is very foreign to us.
这是一个非常对我们来说是外来的。
Because we speak what we want to speak, right?
因为我们做的就是我们说我们想说的。
But Jesus said that he did not speak on his own initiative.
但主却说他不是照着自己的来说。
He speak when his father want him to speak.
唯有当他的父要他说时他才说。
It was the father who instructed him.
是父在那里来指教他。
Jesus spoke because he was instructed by his father.
主耶稣在那里说，因为他先从父那里来领受指导。
And this is the tongue of disciples.
这就是那受教者的舌头。
One day, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son.
有一天神要亚伯拉罕来献上他的儿子为祭。
Then his son Isaac asked him a question.
那他的儿子以撒就问他一个问题。
He said, we have fire, we have the wood, but where is the lamb?
那以撒就说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
This was a very difficult question for Abraham to answer.
这对亚伯拉罕来说是非常难以回答的一个问题。
But I believe Abraham learned about this tongue of disciples.
但我相信亚伯拉罕已经学了这受教者的舌头。
Then he said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
他就说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
This is the tongue of disciples.
这就是受教者的舌头。
This was instructed by the fathers.
这是从父那里来的指教。
That I may know how to sustain the weary one with the word.
使我知道怎样用言语来扶助疲乏的人。
Brothers and sisters, how many times that you want to encourage someone, but you don't have a word for it?
弟兄姐妹，有多少次你想来鼓励别人，但是你里面没有话。
You are full of sympathy.
你里面满了怜悯。
But you have no word.
但是你却没有话。
Having the tongue of disciples enables us to encourage the weary one.
有受教者的舌头能够让我们来扶助那疲乏的人。
You know, one time the Pharisee and the scribe brought a adulterous woman to Jesus.
有一次这些法利赛人和文士他们就带着一个行淫时被拿的人来到主耶稣面前。
And they say that in the law of Moses, we should stone such a woman.
他们就说，摩西在律法上吩咐我们，我们应该把这样的妇人用石头打死。
So what then should we do?
那他们就问，我们该怎么办呢？
This is really a trick.
这实在是一个诡计。
If Jesus said, yes, stone this woman.
如果主耶稣说，是的，打死这个女人。
Jesus offend the law of Romans.
那耶稣就违背了罗马的律法。
If Jesus said, do not stone this woman to death.
那如果耶稣说不要把这个女人用石头打死，
And Jesus offend the law of Moses.
那耶稣就违背了摩西的律法。
And make this thing more difficult that there was this weary woman.
那让这件事情更困难的就是那里还有一个软弱的女人。
And whose life and death hinge upon the answer of our Lord Jesus.
她的生与死就连在主耶稣的回答上。
Therefore JesusStooped down, and he's using his hands on the ground.
所以耶稣就弯着腰在那里用指头在地上划字。
And they persist asking him.
他们还是不住地问他。
Then Jesus said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
那耶稣就对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
This is the word instructed to Jesus from the Father.
这是父指教主耶稣在那时所要说的。
And this word encouraged this weary woman.
这话也能够来扶助那疲乏的女人。
Therefore, that we understand the importance having the tongue of the disciples.
所以我们就知道有这受教者的舌头是何等的重要。
This day we live in a time we need this tongue urgently.
今天我们活在这个世代，我们何等急切的需要这受教者的舌头。
But we thank God we can practice this every day.
但我们感谢神，我们每一天都有机会来操练。
We can practice this multiple times every day.
每一天多次我们都能够来操练。
Because we speak all day long.
因为我们一天都要来说话。
The Lord is merciful that offers us plenty of opportunities.
神是这样的怜悯，给我们如此多的机会。
So how do we learn this?
那我们如何的来学习呢？
It is extremely simple.
这是非常简单的。
Before you speak every time, you pray to the God on how to speak and what to speak.
在每一次你说话之前，你向主祷告，求问该怎么说，说什么。
But it is very difficult, right?
但这是非常困难的。
How many of you can do that?
有多少人能够如此做呢？
Before you speak You always pray and ask the Lord what to speak and how to speak.
每一次在你说话之前，你都向主祷告来求问，你该怎么说，你该说什么。
Especially when the fire burns in your heart.
特别是当那个火在你心里来燃烧的时候。
And we have hard time to do that.
我们就非常困难能够来这样做。
But if we want to learn obedience in a serious way.
但若我们愿意来认真的学习顺从的话。
Then we have to start.
那我们就必须要开始。
Even you become quiet in the beginning.
也许在开始的时候你就会变得很安静。
What do you do if you never hear from the Lord?
因为若你没有从神那里听到话的话，你该怎么做呢？
Maybe your spouse will not be happy. All of a sudden you stop talking.
也许你的配偶就会很不开心，突然你就不讲话了。
So there is a practical way how to enter in.
所以是有这样一个实际的道路让我们能够进入的。
Verse 4, second half.He awakes me morning by morning, and he awakens my ear to listen as the disciples.
那在第五十章四节后半段就讲到，主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
So this is how we practice.
这就是我们如何来操练。
We start by spending some quiet time before the Lord in the morning.
我们就是每一天早晨能够花一点时间在主的面前安静。
As we spend some quiet time before the Lord, He awakens our ear.
当我们能够在主的面前安静的时候，他就让我们的耳朵能够来警醒。
You know, we cannot hear the Lord.
我们常常听不见主的话语。
We have to be quiet.
我们必须要安静下来。
We must learn how to spend some quiet time before God.
我们必须学习如何在主的面前有安静的时间。
Because this quiet time awakens our ears.
因为这安静的时间能够来提醒我们的耳朵。
Brothers and sisters, before you turn on the ignition key in the morning,
弟兄姐妹，早上在你发动车之前
，spend a few minutes quiet before the Lord.
能够在主的面前花几分钟的时间来安静。
It doesn't have to be long.
不需要很长
could be 1 or 2 minutes
也许只需要一到两分钟的时间
just before you turn on that car keys
只是在你打车之前
just spend 1 or 2 minutes
就花一两分钟的时间
be quiet before the Lord
在主的面前安静
and let him awaken your ears
让他能够来提醒你的耳朵
and that will make your driving in the morning much more peaceful
让你在早上开车的时候就能够非常的平安
When you get to your office,
当你到了公司的时候
before you turn on your computers,
在你打开你的电脑之前
you have to do this before you turn on that computers.
你必须在你打开电脑之前做
After you turn it on, everything is gone.
在你打开电脑之后，什么事情都走了
So you have to do this before you turn on your laptop.
所以你必须得在你打开自己的笔记本之前这么做
You spend a little quiet time before God.
你就花一点点的时间能够安静在主的面前
Okay, it doesn't have to be long
不需要很长的
Just a couple of minutes
只需要几分钟
Be quiet before the Lord
安静在主的面前
The Lord will awaken your ears
主就会提醒你的耳朵
Before you go to this meeting
在你来到这聚会之前
No
在你去参加会议之前
yeah, Before you go to the meeting in the workplace Spend a couple of minutes before the Lord
在你去公司参加会议之前花几分钟的时间在主的面前
Just be quiet
安静
And the Lord awakens your ears
主会提醒你的耳朵
Then you go
然后你再去
If you need to make a big presentation that day
如果那一天你要做一个很大的演讲
Before you make that presentation
在你做这个演讲之前
Spend a few minutes before the Lord
在主的面前有几分钟安静的时间
It will make a difference, brothers and sisters.
它会有不同的弟兄姐妹。
We have to learn this in a slow way.
我们要慢慢的来学这一件事。
When you go home in the evening,
当晚上你回家的时候
you know, before you exit your door,
在你出门之前
you spend a few minutes before the Lord.
在主的面前花几分钟的时间。
Ask the Lord to awaken your ears.
求主能够来提醒你的耳朵。
You have to do this before you open the doors.
你需要在你打开家门之前主。
When you open the door, everything is too late now.
那你如果打开了家门的话，凡事都已经太晚了。
You know, you have to do this before you open the doors.
你需要在打开家门之前就这样做。
And you spend that a few minutes quiet time before the Lord.
你在主的面前花几分钟时间能够来安静。
Then that would make the whole lot of differences in your evenings.
那会让你的晚上有很多的不同。
Brother and sister, you pick out the few time in the days that you can spend a few minutes before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你在一天当中要选择出几段时间，能够让你在主的面前安静几分钟。
Because this kind of quiet time awakens our ears.
因为这些安静的时间能够来提醒我们的耳朵。
If we continue to do so,
如果我们持续这样做的话，
then we can even move further.
那我们就能够继续向前。
Therefore, we will get to a stage where we don't need to have the set time.
那就让我们能够来达到这样一个境地，我们不需要特别的分别出时间。
Whenever something happens in your life,
当你生活当中发生任何事情的时候，
then spontaneously you come to the Lord for a few moments of quiet time.
那立刻你就会来到主的面前，为着能有几分钟安静的时间。
That becomes part of your life.
这就成为你生活的一部分。
Then you become a person that ears is open.
那你就成为那一个人，他的耳朵是被开通的。
No, the Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
主说，我的羊听我的话。
But we have to give shepherd some time.
但我们需要给这牧人一点时间。
We never gave the shepherd any time.
我们常常不给我们的牧人一点时间。
We do not give our shepherd any time. How can we learn to hear his voice?
如果我们连一点时间都不给我们的牧人跑，我们如何学习来听从他的声音？
Therefore, we need to start.
因此我们要开始。
You start by setting some fixed time.
那开始的时候，我们就要特定分别出一点时间。
Everyone is different.
每一个人都是不一样的。
You need to find the moment in your day where you can spend some quiet time.
但你要能够来找出你一天当中有这样几段时间能够安静在主的面前。
Maybe for the student, it's before the class.
也许对学生来说是在你上课之前。
Now go to the class, you know, five minutes before the class start.
那在上课之前你就找那么几分钟的时间。
Then spend a few minutes quiet before the Lord.
能够在主的面前安静。
You know, when you're about to take a test,
当你要去考试之前，
you know, spend some time with the Lord.
能够与主安静在一起有几分钟的时间。
When you need to make a decision,
当你要做决定之前。
When your heart is angry about something,
当你的心为着什么事情在这里发怒的时候。
When you hear something bad from your child,
当你从你的孩子们当中听到什么不好的事情
的时候。When your wife complains something to you,
当你的妻子向你来抱怨的时候。
These are all the time you need to go into that quiet time.
这都是你要去进入到那安静时间的时候。
You have to start somewhere.
你需要从一个地方开始。
Then we have to find some time.
你需要来找到一点的时间。
Brother and sister, if we do not practice this,
弟兄姐妹，若我们不操练的话，
we will never become the one who can hear His voice.
我们永远不会成为那个能够来听到主声音的人。
The Lord will open our ear this way.
神是要如此来开通我们的耳朵。
Now, if we continue to practice,
若我们继续的能够来操练的话，
we will come into a state where we don't need to set time.
所以我们就会进入到那样一个境地，我们不需要再分别特别分别时间。
Because every time something happens in our life,
因为每当我们生活当中发生任何事的时候，
it's automatically for us to come into that quiet place.
很自然的，我们就会进入到这安静的时间。
We can continue to ask the Lord what to speak, how to speak.
我们就会持续的来问主，我们当怎么说，当说什么。
If we come to the Lord moment by moment,
若我们时刻刻刻的都来到主的面前，
then we will have the tongue of disciples.
那我们就要有这受教者的舌头。
If we do not learn this way,
若我们不如此学的话，
then we will not have tongue of disciples.
那我们就没有办法有这受教者的舌头。
Brother and sister, how do you know you have the tongue of disciples?
弟兄姐妹，你怎么知道有没有受教者的舌头？
And there is a test here.
这里有一个考验。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I gave my back to those who strike me.
人打我的背，我任他打。
My cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face.
人把
humiliation and spitting.
人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔。人辱我、涂我，我并不掩面。
If someone strike you,
有人要来打你。
And we don't have time to pray to the Lord and listen to Him.
也许我们没有时间去向主祷告来听他的话。
No, if someone is about to strike you,
如果有人要在后面打你的话，
you don't have time to say, "I need a minute or two of quiet time."
你没办法说，我需要一两分钟的安静的时间。
And before then, you are struck.
在那之前你就已经被打了。
So what do we do in this case?
那在这种情况之下我们该如何做呢？
Right. If this person, you know, who is going to strike you, if this is not the will of the Lord, then he will not be able to strike us.
那如果这个要来打你的人他不是出于神的话他就没有办法能够来打到你。
Because God never forsakes us and he has strength to rescue us.
因为神永不抛弃我们他也有能力能够来拯救我们。
So if this is not the will of the Lord, then he will not be able to do it anyway.
所以这若不是出于神的话他就没有办法能够来打到你。
However, if this is the will of the Lord,
然而若这是出于神的话
then we should give our back to those who strike us.
那我们就要把我们的背来交给那打我们的人。
So either way, there's no reason for us to do anything.
所以不管是哪一面我们都不需要来做任何的事。
If it is the will of the Lord, we give our back to those who strike us.
若这是出于神的话人打我们的背我们就任他打。
In the same way, we will give our cheeks to those who pluck out our beards.
同样的我们也能够把我们腮颊的胡须交由那拔的人。
And similarly, we will not cover our face from humiliations.
同样的当人辱我们涂我们的时候我们也并不掩面。
You know, this is for someone who has learned obedience.
这是对那已经学了顺从的人的。
You know, our troubles, most of our trouble is trying to prevent someone from striking us.
你知道我们的常常的问题就是要阻拦别人来打我们。
And we realize someone is trying to strike us.
当我们意识到有人要来打我们的时候
then we do everything that we can to prevent that from happening.
我们要做一切所能的能够来阻止这件事情发生。
And maybe we will think about I should strike him before he strike me.
也许我们可能会想那在他打我之前我就先打他。
Therefore that consume our energy.
所以这就要消耗我们的能量。
Brothers and sisters, this happens all the time in the workplace.
弟兄姐妹这在工作的当中每时每刻都在一直在发生。
You know, it's in the workplace, this is very common.
在工作当中这是很平常的。
You know, someone's out there is trying to strike you.
有人在那里要想要打你。
It's always the case.
总是这样的。
So if you're worried about this, then you will never have peace.
若你是为这些事情担忧的话你永远不会有平安。
Then you're going to worry about this person, you're going to worry about that person.
因为你要为着这个人担忧又为那个人担忧。
How this person is going to strike me, how that person is going to strike me.
这个人要怎么样来打我那个人要怎么样来打我。
How can I prevent this, how can I prevent that?
我如何来阻止这个我如何来阻止那个。
How should I strike him back before he strike me?
那在他打到我之前我应该怎么样先打回去。
This is what's happening in the workplace also.Almost all the time.
那这几乎是在工作上一直在发生的。
Brother, sister, we don't need to spend time on that.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要为此而花时间的。
If it is will of the Lord, then let him strike us.
若这是出于神的话，那就由他打。
If it's not the will of the Lord, he will never be able to strike.
若这不是出于神的话，他永远不会能够来打到我。
Therefore, I trust the Lord will never forsake me.
因为我信相信神永远不会抛弃我。
I trust the arm of God is not too short to rescue me.
我相信神的膀臂永远不会缩短。
Therefore, I don't need to protect myself.
因此我不需要来保护自己。
Because my Father will protect me.
因为我的父要来保护我。
My Father will never forsake me.
我的父永远不会抛下我。
I have no need to protect myself.
我不需要自己来保护我。
Therefore, I can spend my time on something else.
因此我能够把时间花在其他的事情上。
Brother and sister, I don't know whether this is happening in your home.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道在你的家中是否如此发生。
Are you worried about being someone strike you in your home?
你是否担心在家里有人要打你呢？
Maybe some do.
也许有人是真的这样担心的。
But that's even worse.
但是更糟糕的是。
Not that is even worse.
那就更糟糕了。
Because it's hard if someone wants to strike you at your home.
因为实在若家里有人想要打你的话是很不好的。
Therefore, we have to trust the Lord.
因此我们要来信靠我们的神。
We don't need to protect ourselves.
我们不需要来保护自己。
We will let the Lord, our Father, to protect us.
我们让我们的父神能够来保护我们。
Then Prophet Isaiah gave us a further encouragement.
那以赛亚就给我们更多的一个鼓励。
And in verse 10,
在第十节
So who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in the darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话的？这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
I say I encourage those who fears the Lord.
以赛亚在这里鼓励那些敬畏耶和华的人。
Those who want to obey the voice of his servant.
那些愿意来听从他仆人之话的人。
Isaiah said, when we walk on this earth.
以赛亚说，当我们在地上行走的时候，
Sometimes we will enter into darkness.
有时我们会进入到暗中，
Even we cannot hear the voice of the Lord.
甚至我们可能都听不到主的话。
So what shall we do?
那我们该怎么做？
No, we went into a quiet place, but we didn't hear the voice of the Lord.
我们去到一个安静的地方，但是我们没有听到主的话。
We do not know how the Lord wants us to speak or to say.
我们也不知道主让我们怎么样来说。
And what should we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
Under this situation, we are encouraged to trust in the name of the Lord and rely on our God.
在这种情况之下，我们被鼓励要来倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
In other words, we have to trust this situation entirely to the Lord.
换句话说，我们应该把这环境能够来信靠在主的手中。
And what we should not do?
那我们不应该如何做呢？
Is verse 11.
就是十一节所讲的。
Behold,All you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire. Among the brands, you have set ablaze. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torments.
凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中。这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
Isaiah warns us when we are in darkness and we cannot hear from the Lord, do not kindle a fire on our own.
以赛亚就警戒我们，当我们在黑暗当中听不到主的心意的时候，不要自己来点火。
No, it's a great temptation when we are in darkness to kindle a fire yourself.
你知道当你在暗中的时候，实在是一个极大的引诱，让你自己去点一把火。
Or we encircle ourselves with the torches.
或者我们用火把来围绕自己。
Because we need something.
因为我们需要一些东西。
And we don't hear from the Lord.
但是我们没有从主那里听到什么话语。
But we can kindle that fire.
但是我们自己好像可以来点这个火。
Because that becomes a great temptation for God's people.
这就对于神的 子女来说成为一个极大的引诱。
Brother and sister, there is a great temptation today for us to kindle the light ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，今天对我们来说一个极大的试探就是我们自己要来点这个火。
Now, during the time in the wilderness,
你知道当以色列人在旷野的时候，
the people of Israel gathered before the wilderness in Sinai.
那他们就在西奈的旷野那里聚集。
And Moses went into the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
那摩西就上了这个西奈山有四十昼夜。
And people of Israel did not know when will Moses return.
以色列人不知道什么时候摩西能够回来。
They don't even have assurance that Moses would return.
他们甚至都不确信摩西会回来。
Therefore, they don't know where to go now.
所以他们现在不知道当如何做了。
They were in darkness.
他们是在这暗中。
And they could not hear from the Lord.
他们也没有办法从主那里来听到什么。
Therefore they told Aaron.
所以他们就告诉亚伦。
They'll make a golden calf for us.
为我们造一个金牛犊。
In the wilderness, so this golden calf could lead us.
所以在旷野的时候，这个金牛犊能够来带领我们。
Therefore they kindle a fire on their own.
所以他们自己在那里点了一团火。
And they walk among the torches that they have set ablaze.
他们就行在他们自己所点的火把当中。
Now, what's the danger of that?
那这是有什么危险呢？
Once you kindle your own fire,
当你自己来点火的时候，
Once you have torches surrounding you,
当你的周围围满了火把的时候，
You don't need to hear the voice of the Lord anymore.
你就不再需要来听主的声音了。
You can go on.
你就可以继续向前。
You will go on yourself.
你可以靠着自己向前。
Brothers and sisters, that was the problem at the time.
弟兄姐妹，这就是他们当时的问题。
And this is the problem of this day.
这也是我们今天的问题。
Oftentimes, this is the way we deal with the problem.
常常这就是我们来处理问题的方法。
When we have a fire in our heart,
当我们的心中有一团火的时候
，but we are in darkness.
但我们却是在黑暗当中。
Because we do not know the voice of the Lord.
因为我们不知道主的声音。
And we don't know how to react.
我们也不知道如何的来回应。
And we kindle a fire.
我们自己就要来点一团火。
We kindle a torch on our own.
我们自己就要来点起火把。
Then we deal with the problem in our own strength.
所以我们就靠着自己的力量来解决这些问题。
Today, there are full of this kind of lights.
今天在这地上满了这样的光。
Full of this kind of things in among God's people.
在神的子民当中满了这样的环境。
Therefore, we need to come to the word here.
所以今天我们要来到这里。
We have to listen to the warning of Isaiah.
我们要来听以赛亚的警戒。
Isaiah said, "Do not kindle a fire for yourself."
以赛亚说，你们不要用自己来点火。
Sometimes we believe that we can learn to do this.
有的时候我们觉着我们自己可以学习来这样做。
We think that it's not that hard.
我们觉着不是这样做不是这么的困难。
No, if we can do this, we can do that.
如果我们可以这样做那样做。
Maybe that's the fire that God gave us.
那也许这个就是神所给我们的火。
But be careful.
但是一定要小心。
We need to come to the Lord.
我们要来到主的面前。
We'll learn obedience by learning the tongue of disciples.
我们要借着学那受教者的舌头来学顺从。
Then we need to make it our life.
我们要让这成为我们自己生活的时机。
It's that dependency.
就是那个倚靠信靠。
You know, that dependency is everything about obedience.
顺从最重要的就是那个倚靠。
As powerful as wise of our Lord Jesus. As powerful and wise.
就 好如我们的主耶稣一样如此的有力量有智慧
And he lived a dependent life
他却过那一个信靠倚靠的生活
And that is wonderful
这是何等的美妙
And you and I need to learn to live a dependent life
你和我也要学会过一个倚靠的生活
Sometimes it's a little scary
有的时候让我们心中会充满了恐惧
you know, like driving without your cell phone power
就好像你开车的时候没有你的这个手机没有电了
you know, it's a little scary
是有一点让我们担忧
it's much easier to have your own torch
是的如果你自己能够点一个火把的话是会容易很多
And, but if we continue to use the torch we will never learn that dependent life
但如果我们持续这样用自己点的火把的话我们永远不会来学这个依靠的生活
So it's very helpful to feel a little bit about the scary things
所以有的时候能够在这些环境当中感到一些担忧是对我们有帮助的
And just learn how to live that dependent life
让我们能够来学习如何过这一个信靠依靠的生活
And do not assume that you know what to say
不要来假设你自己知道当说什么。
And most of the time, what we want to say is not the right thing to say anyway.
因为不管无论如何，常常我们想要说的并不是那合适的话。
And learn how to live that dependent life to come to the Lord for everything.
要学习能够来过这样一个信靠的生活，在凡事当中都来到主的面前来求问。
And this will change our life.
这会来改变我们的生活。
This will change our own spiritual life.
也会改变我们属灵的生活
This will change your life in your family
也会改变家庭的生活
You know, next time when you want to say something to your spouse in a not a pleasant way stay silent for a while
那下一次当你想要向着你的配偶说一些不太好的话的时候安静一段时间
You know, ask the Lord to instruct you
求问神能够来指教你。
Ask the Lord, is this the word you want me to say to my spouse?
求问主是否这是你要向我配偶所说的话。
If you commit to this point, you will be safe.
如果你能够到这个地方来的话，你会很安全。
You know, if your child angers you,
如果你的孩子让你恼怒，让你生气的话，
if you can stay quiet for a minute or two,
如果你能够安静一两分钟，
and come to the Lord for His wisdom,
能够来到主的面前向他来求智慧，
what should I say to my child?
我该向我的孩子说什么？
Should I say anything at all?
或者我是否该说一些话？
This will change you to be a different parent.
这就会改变你，让你做一个不同的家长。
I think your child will appreciate this parent very much.
我想你的孩子会非常的喜欢这样的家长。
I think your child is tired of your torches.
我想你的孩子为着你的很多教训已经感到疲惫。
Torches, 火把。
火把已经感到疲惫了。
He saw your torches all the time.
他总是看到你自己的火把。
He knew this is your torch.
他知道这是你的火把。
He knew this is your fire.
他知道这是你的火。
So when you bring out that torch, upset him or her.
当你让把这个火把再拿出来的时候，就让他生气。
Because this is your torch.
因为这是你的火把。
This is your fire.
这是你的火。
But when you stop using your own torch,
但如果你不再用自己的火，
you come to the Lord and ask the Lord what to say.
你来到主的面前来求问主，你当说什么？
If the Lord give you some word,
如果神给你一些话，
then you say that word to your child.
那你把这些话告诉你的孩子。
Then you encourage this weary one.
那你就能够来扶助这个疲乏的人。
Your child is dying for that word.
你的孩子非常的渴慕那些话。
They hunger for that word.
他们非常的饥渴需要那些话。
But they're not getting the word.
但他们没有从你得到这些话。
All they're getting is your torch.
他们所得到的就是你的火把。
All they're getting is your own fire.
他们所得到的是你自己的火。
We have to rethink this.
我们需要来审视这件事情。
Your torch,It's not going to work anymore.
你的火把不会有什么功效。
You can continue to bring out your torches.
你可以继续来点自己的火把。
The more you bring out your torches, the worse it becomes.
但你更多点亮自己的火把，这环境会变得更糟糕。
But try this.
但是我们能够这样来尝试。
Come to the Lord.
来到主的面前。
Ask the Lord, what should I do?
来求问主，我该做什么？
What should I say?
我该说什么？
And Ask the Lord to show you something.
来求问主，让他启示给你一些。
Then bring that word to your child.
把这些话带到你的孩子面前。
Then you will see how encouraging that will be.
那你就能看到这些话语是多么的能够来鼓励人。
Brother and sister, we have to practice this.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来操练这些。
This is not a theory.
这不是一个理论。
We have to practice this every day.
我们每一天都要能够来操练。
Because we speak all the time.
因为我们一直都在说话。
Then we upset people around us with our tongues all the time.
但常常我们都用我们的舌头来搅扰，来让我们周围的人生气。
Maybe the Lord speaks to us today.
也许今天主向我们说话。
Let's change this.
让我们来改变这个。
We have to have this tongue.Of disciples,
我们需要这受教者的舌头。
We do not speak on our own initiative.
我们不是出于自己要来说话。
We need to speak what the fathers want us to speak.
我们需要讲父让我们所说的话。
This will dramatically change the way we live.
这会奇妙地改变我们的生活。
This will make our family life a very different family life.
这让我们家庭的生活就会变得完全不同。
I think as parents.We need to take the initiative.
作为家长，我们应该能够来起到这个责任。
Put away your torches.
把你的火把放在一边。
Do not use the torches anymore.
不要再用你自己的火把。
And every time there's something that you need to say, you come to the Lord first.
每当你有什么话要说的时候，你先来到主的面前。
Then you pray to the Lord.
你向主祷告。
This will change your experience of child raising.
这会改变你抚养孩子的经历。
And your children will appreciate this change.
你的孩子们会感激这样的改变。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿主来鼓励我们。
We drop the way that we have been going.
我们能够来离弃我们一直自己所行的路。
And we come to the word of the Lord.
我们来到神的话的面前。
And this is the way.
这是道路。
This is the way of obedience.
这是顺从的道路。
This is how we become obedience of God.
这是我们如何能够向着神来顺从。
It is not too late, brothers and sisters.
主弟兄姐妹这不会太迟
we still have breath today.
我们今天仍有气息
we thank the Lord for this.
我们为此感谢神
give us another opportunity to learn and to change.
再给我们一次机会让我们能够来学习改变
May the Lord encourage all of us to take some initiative.
愿意主鼓励我们每一个人让我们愿意这样的来做
to have this tongue of disciples.
能够有这受教者的舌头
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告
Brothers, sisters, that today we come to the Lord. We ask everyone to just spend a few minutes to be quiet before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的是今天愿意一同来到主的面前，让我们每一个人都能够有几分钟的时间安静在主的脚前。
Just a little bit of time.
就是一点点的时间。
So we practice now.
所以我们现在就要来操练。
How to be quiet before the Lord?
如何能够在主的面前来安静？
Lord, we thank you that for still giving us another day.
主，我们感谢你还给我们有一天。
So that we can change and we can repent, we can learn.
让我们能够来改变，来悔改，来学习。
We thank you this morning. Use these few verses to show us a way.
我们感谢你借着早上这几节圣经，能够来向我们启示这样一条道路。
To see the need that we have to have this ton of disciples.
能够来看到这样的需要，我们每个人都需要这受教者的舌头。
This morning we ask the Holy Spirit to give us that wisdom and that power.
早上我们求您能够借着圣灵赐给我们这智慧和这能力。
We learn how to come to you before we speak and before we say.
好叫我们能够来学习，在我们说，在我们讲之前，我们都先来到您的面前。
Give us this tongue of disciples.
求您赐我们这受教者的舌头
to change the way we speak in our home
能够改变我们在家庭当中说话的方式
change the way we speak in the workplace
能够改变我们在工作环境当中来说话的方式
change the way we react to others
也改变我们来回应别人的方式
give us this experience of communion with you
给我们这与你有交通的经历
not only during the Sunday
不仅在周日
is during the every day of our life.
在我们生活的每一天。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们为着这时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。